Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. So please let's welcome to today's podcast, Frankie and Becky from Tiny Travel Ship.
We're recording this on the last day of January and I decided that today I would be booking holidays for the rest of the year. So personally, this has come at a great time.
What a gorgeous job for you, George.
We're happy to help.
This is the month, isn't it, where people just think, do you know what? I need to get out of here. I need to book something lovely. So we have had... We thought, who to get on than two absolute pros, two total experts on holidays. And we've had hundreds of questions. So, George, should we just get straight into it?
Yeah, let's get straight into it. This one, must-haves or do's for a holiday abroad with a one-year-old.
So we have such a long list of packing must-haves. So I think my top ones, snooze shade. Do not go anywhere without my snooze shade, UK or abroad. So it's this amazing cover that you put over the pram. It blocks out any UV light. So it's safe for the babies to nap in it. And it means that you can nap on the go. So for naps on the go, snooze shade, pram fan is amazing.
Wow,
also,
yes.
Anything that's like collapsible. So I'm all about saving suitcase space for myself. So anything that I can pack that's collapsible for the babies is a bonus. So we also have this incredible baby move UV tent. So it pops up and it's got a little canopy under it. You can stick the baby in it. They can play. It keeps them safe from the sun. And it's nice and compact for your packing.
I love my sling. I wouldn't have gone anywhere when my little girl was one without it. It just made life so much easier. You don't always want to be having to like maneuver a pram in and out and everywhere. And she also then could like nap on the go. So I would definitely say my sling was my number one. And also, and this sounds quite boring, but like a few of her favorite books, just so that when we were trying to get her to bed at night, it didn't like disturb her routine so much. It felt kind of a little bit more normal. So for me, it was definitely the sling was like, I would not have left the country without it, and her books as well.
How many toys should you bring with you on holiday? Because, you know, you do get to that stage where you're just launching things in the suitcase because you're like anything to kind of keep them happy. But really, you know, a couple of their favorite books, toys, that type of thing.
We'd also check with your, whether you're staying in a homestay or a hotel, email them and ask. So many places have so many toys already that you don't necessarily need to worry about bringing them your own. If you do need to bring your own, bring about ones which are multi-purpose. So bath toys are great for in the pool and in the bath.
Yep, definitely.
I was going to say, I bought a plastic tea set. I can't remember where it was from, but it was about £10. And that has been going for about 4 years now.
Yes, she loves that, doesn't she?
And it's so weird because all of the kids like gravitate towards it around a pool. I don't know what it is about a plastic tea set in a swimming pool, but anyway, the kids go wild for it.
If you get stacking cups as well, because obviously they all like fit inside each other and they're great to use as like buckets and things in the pool as well. So like our plastic stacking cups come everywhere with us.
Or bubbles. My son is obsessed with bubbles and they're such like an easy thing to throw in the suitcase and a big win on holiday.
Yeah, I'll also just chuck in here that like we took the kids away quite a bit when they were little, but you know, somewhere like Jojo Mama Baby, you can get one of those sun suits and they do some really nice ones just for peace of mind, you know, in the pool and stuff like that, because actually you just don't really realize how quickly they're catching the sun. So those ones are really good.
Same with Grass and Air is a really nice range for like SPF suits, especially I've got a little boy and I really, really struggle to find stylish boy swimwear. I think you're kind of spoiled for choice if you've got a little girl, but with little boys it was much harder, but Grass and Air is great.
Okay, amazing. I've got a good boys brand that you might like, Bordies Appeal. Ooh. They are absolutely incredible. They happen to be my mate's brand as well, but you can match with
amazing.
The dad or like the uncle or the brother or
so
whatever.
Cute. Oh,
get matchy matchy.
I do love a bit of matching.
I'm worried about it all. Flying to Thailand with two under three on Monday.
Yeah, amazing. We're very jealous, first of all.
Yeah, I wish, but no such luck. Just don't worry, I think, is the, which I know is a lot easier to say than to do. In terms of like practical tips, snacks is the number
snacks for a plane. And if you can, get them in like little bento boxes. So when they're in the little compartments, it's so much more of a fun game for them to open up the snack box, take out their snacks. The new toy trick on a plane. So
100%.
And these can be from charity shops. They can be from Facebook Marketplace. Flying Tiger is amazing. Just get them a load of like small toys, which they haven't seen before.
And wrap them up.
Wrap them up.
Everyone else will hate you because there'll be paper everywhere.
It's such a novelty for them and a distraction on the plane. But a plane acts as a giant white noise machine. Your baby's never as loud as you think they are. And Thailand is totally worth the flight. Yeah. Like, you'll be fine.
It is. Absolutely. This one's from Holly. Budget holiday ideas for families with kids under four. I need some inspiration. I think if you have been looking at holidays recently and you're listening to this, you will notice how much everything has gone up in price. Mm-hmm. So what are some good sort of budget friendly sort of places to look at?
So I usually start by thinking of where I would go if budget wasn't an option, and then finding the cheaper alternative. So last year, for example, I really wanted to go to Croatia, but everywhere I looked at that I wanted to go to, I couldn't quite afford. So we went to Montenegro instead, and it's like literally a quarter of the price, just as beautiful. And you've also got the bonus that it's obviously a lot less busy as well, because less people are going. So it felt really safe, and our little girl could run around and there weren't big crowds or anything like that. So I think there's a lot of these like cheaper alternatives that you can find out there. And it's often like a neighboring country, which is, just a lot less popular conventionally, but it was actually absolutely beautiful and there was so much to do there. So I'd look at places like Montenegro.
Albania
is another good one. And then I think Airbnbs realistically are probably your way forward. So if you don't have the budget for that big hotel, just make sure you're really going through every search result page on Airbnb and you're making the most of their filters. So you're filtering on the family filters they have available, such as a cot. You're searching through their reviews. You can type in words like family or child or baby to quickly pull up the relevant reviews of places and see what's available there.
She's also a big fan of Jack's Flight Club.
Oh, Jack's Flight Club, Voyage Privé, Secret Escapes, all the like last minute deal platforms. I think subscribe, keep an eye on all the emails coming through. But there are definitely ways, definitely ways of doing it. It's every single holiday I go on has been on a budget.
That's, I love that. Oh, Secret Escapes, and I love a last minute holiday. Do you remember, was it Teletext? I'm really showing my age here.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. My dad used to love Teletext.
And also, the funniest thing is you wouldn't have even ever seen a photo of where you're going.
No.
That sounds good.
Well, I remember vividly my mum and dad just going, right, we're going to Grenada. And I was like, oh, where's that? And it was like, oh, 14 nights, four star. We just went to the Caribbean. We didn't have a clue where we were going. but we had such a touch because the Zimbabwean cricket team were also staying in our hotel.
Nice.
And we were an 18 and a 20-year-old girl. So we were like that.
Very, very nice. Well, mum and dad.
I know, brilliant. Okay, Kaylee says, recommendations on UK holidays with lots of activities for kids, please.
So two of our favourites in the UK with plenty of activities for kids have to be Watergate Bay in Cornwall.
Yeah.
So you've obviously got the beach, you've got the surfing, they've got a kids club there, and also their sister hotel, another place in the Lake District, which has amazing like lakeside sports. The Grove, which is just outside of North London, has so much. Like, if you go onto their website and see, they've got everything
it's
from like
mad.
Archery,
axe throwing, yeah.
golf,
to go
axe throwing. Horse riding, like forest clubs. They do
rugby clubs,
like so much. And also have a think about places which have good things for kids to do locally. So we love the New Forest. We love it for the walks. There are some really nice beaches. It's also got Peppa Pig World there. If you're a Peppa Pig World fan, see what there is nearby as well.
Yeah, amazing. I love that. This the Grove's got a fake beach as well, hasn't it? Which I think is really, really fun. Yeah.
I just wanted to chip in there as well. There's a great place which we went to a couple of years ago called Basinva, and it's on your way down to sort of Cornwall area. And it's a family-run farm with these massive eco-lodges on it. And they do
Gorgeous.
Things like forest school. And in the mornings, you can go and feed all the cows and the pigs and the sheep. And they release all the farmyard birds. And you can feed them. And there's horse riding. And it's a very special place. So check it
that
out. Basinva,
so
it's
nice.
Brilliant. Yeah, really cool.
We'll have that.
I'm off to Disneyland Paris in half term. Any tips from like you guys?
So firstly, I'd say depends where you're staying. Think about where you're staying. You don't necessarily have to stay in one of the park hotels. They are really expensive. We've had quite a few mums who base themselves in Paris, and you can get a direct train into Disneyland.
I think you
can kind of balance it with some parent pleasing things that you want to do as well. Definitely think about the snacks that you're bringing in. Notoriously, the parks don't have very much healthy or kind of appealing food. So make sure that you bring a lot of snacks in with you.
I think also the time of day you're going, as Frankie said, if you're traveling in, if you're not actually staying there, maybe go in the afternoon and kind of miss the mad morning rush. And if you just do that for 1 or 2 days instead of feeling like you have to be there all day, probably a bit more of an enjoyable experience for everyone.
Can you do things like fast tracks at the Disneyland?
Yes, you can. There's a Disney app that you can get, and then you can pre-book things.
Right, okay. It's probably worth doing that, isn't it? Because by the time you've paid for a pass for like 2 or 3 days, if you just got fast track, you could probably get it all done in one day.
The benefit of staying in the hotels is you get an access to the park an hour early. So I think it's just kind of balancing it out for you and how much stay.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of hotel do you
want to
stay in?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Joe says, I'm obsessed with their account. I would love to know their favourite holidays ever.
Oh, thanks, Joe. That's very sweet of you. I think mine has to be the first holiday that we took my son on. So we went to this boutique hotel called Monastery Estate Retreat in Crete, and it's tiny. I think there's like 10 rooms, but every room, it's like a suite size room, and everyone has a private pool.
Oh,
and it was
wow.
so cheap. So normally amazing. To get a private pool, it's so expensive. And it just meant that I could still sunbathe outside whilst he was napping inside. It had an on-site spa. It had an on-site restaurant. It was just so gorgeous. And the staff were so friendly. They all made sure to learn his name. So like every morning when they came and brought us breakfast, they were like, hi, how's Oscar this morning? So yeah, that's got just like all the gold stars from me.
That is a lot more plush than what I'm now about to come out with. I was like, please stop talking about private pools. Mine was San Sebastian, I think, just mostly for the destination. There's everything there. The fact you've got the beach, you've got the city, you've got the amazing food. There's so much to do for kids as well. So there's like a little funicular up a like mountain at the side, and there's like a theme park on top. So there was literally just absolutely everything. And it's also really well connected. So we also took a day trip and went down to like Biarritz in France and like had a day on the beach there. So yeah, mine was definitely San Sebastian.
Love that. I'd love to go there. I've never been, George. Have you been to San Sebastian?
No, never.
I really want to go.
Yeah.
What about you two? Where are your favourite holidays you've been on?
I was just thinking that, actually.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? I think with kids, with Axel, when he was 18 months old, we sort of went to Dubai, Singapore, and then Bali. That sounds really scary with like a toddler. But actually, it was really good because he never got bored of anywhere. So we were sort of in Dubai for 5 days and doing a few bits in there. Then we sort of went to Singapore and did like the zoo and all that stuff. And then we went to Bali and had a beach holiday. So I would say that was probably my fave. But we look for different things now. We've got two kids, I think.
Survival. My favourite holiday ever was when I was 18 and we went with my mum and dad and we went to Singapore. And then from Singapore, we flew to Australia via Bali. We did like a 3-week tour with them, but we were at that age where we were you know, we were sort of out of the arsehole stage and just really enjoying their company. And, you know, we were at a lovely stage, and we weren't, it wasn't like five star, but it was just a gorgeous trip, proper happy memories that stayed with me forever. Yeah. Actually, I can't wait till we do something long haul with the kids. We haven't actually gone further than Kenya. So I'd love to do that next stage, maybe Southeast Asia or Australia eventually, and do it New Zealand, all that with them.
Yeah. And I think, it sounds really scary, doesn't it? But if you break it up, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it's great.
Best place to stay with children in Greece, please.
So Greece, you've got quite a lot of choices. You've obviously got the most obvious choice, which would be your Sani. If you prefer something smaller and more Sani.
Oh, Sani. Yeah, but it's so expensive.
And so is Ikos as well. It's insane.
So for something kind of smaller and more boutique, two of our favourites, Kreton Malia Park, which is gorgeous. It's a design hotel. I think one of our mums said when she went that she wanted to ship the sun loungers back with her, like they were that comfy. And another one is Eki's, which again, gorgeous. And the restaurant there is a destination in its own right. Like the food is really, really good. And they're definitely a price bracket or two down from
Sani or Ikos. Do you know, I can add to that actually. I went before I had kids, but now looking back, how good it would have been for kids. It was called Costa Navarino, and I think it was a Westin. And that you fly to Kalamata, which is like mainland Greece, and that was just absolutely beautiful, and like would have been amazing for children. So I'll add to that. I think it's definitely not as expensive as Sani or Ikos. But still quite premium, I guess.
I love this question. Well, it's more of a statement. She just wants a bit of reassurance. Taking child out of reception for a week for a holiday, bad mum, ? Or I think we could say together, you're not a bad mum, you're a legend.
Do it. Like, I've taken Axel out like quite a few times, and the school do get really funny with me. Like they really do. And it hasn't put me off because I'm probably going to do it again in May. But I don't know. Like, my dad was a headmaster, and he always used to grant children absence during term time in primary school, because he said you learn so much from spending quality time with your family in another destination, like way more than you would do like at school, and you learn like a different, it's just you're learning a life skill.
Yeah, of course you are.
And you could be sick for a week. Like, exactly. We've seen that, you know, like...
We think you do you.
They have a protocol that they have, because, you know, all the teachers that listen to the podcast, shout out to them, because they do an amazing job.
Of course.
They have a protocol that they have to follow. But I think at the end of the day, you know, as the parents, if they say, well, do you know what, we're not going to support it, and you go, well, we're going to go anyway, it's like, it's all relative what you do with it, right? I mean, Isla goes to private school, and they do not care at all. My eldest, my stepdaughter, they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. We're like, oh, okay, that's not what we get, because our youngest here at primary. But I think, like Georgia said, it's like proper life stuff, life experiences.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, it's a week out of their whole year of learning, like the balance.
We'll be right back after this short break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we? What about Becky's one? I love this. Honeymoon in Europe, no kids, 2 hours-ish flight. Don't mind spending the dollar.
Spending the money. There's so many options in Italy for gorgeous honeymoons. So if you want a kind of villas, but with the amenities of a hotel, Tenuta di Merlo is gorgeous. We've got some reviews of it on our page. All of the pools in all of the villas are amazing. The Rosewood in Italy is amazing. Oh, yeah. We actually just had a review from one of our lovely mums on Borgo Egnazia, and she was like, it's perfect with kids or perfect without kids. Like, so that's another gorgeous option.
I've got to be honest with you. If I was going on a honeymoon, I'm not sure I'd want to be in a hotel with other children, though. Not because I don't love other children, because I absolutely do. Yeah. But
no, I get that.
You know, you just kind of maybe just want a bit of like, not like a sandals,
but maybe like somewhere that's, you know, just
adult only. Yeah.
Also, there's another one in Italy. I'm not going to pronounce it right. Lupa. Which again, we have on our page, which has this gorgeous, gorgeous affinity pool, which was one that our mum took her kids to, and she was the only person there with kids. She just brought hers along for the ride. I think you'll find loads and loads of hotels in Italy, which
all done that Amalfi Coast, all done that Amalfi. Yeah. It's so beautiful. It looks like you're in a Hollywood movie constantly.
Enjoy. I want to be going. Family of four, all inclusive, reasonably priced, but not too far.
So another one on the Italy theme, Villa Pia. So it's a slightly different way of thinking about all inclusives, and it is all inclusive, but the food's home cooked by local chefs. So it's a really, really small kind of boutique villa. They only have, I think it's something like 14 rooms. So that's a different way of looking at all inclusives.
I don't know, have we mentioned Almira?
Oh yeah.
But I think Almira is just, you is can't that
in
really
Cyprus?
Go wrong.
In Cyprus, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I looked at this.
Yes, I did too.
You recommend it?
Yeah, we definitely recommend
so
it.
So highly.
Love that. Okay, I've been to Morocco on a hen do, didn't bring my kids. Morocco for kids or toddlers? Question mark. That's from Lindsay.
I went to Morocco on my hen do as well.
Did you?
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. There are so many kind of gorgeous riads in Marrakesh, which you can take the kids to. And then out in the Atlas Mountains as well. And
neither of us can pronounce it.
So you're going to have to forgive us. Casper Baburica.
Who knows?
It's on our Instagram page. It's a gorgeous one out in the Atlas Mountains. You kind of got the big pool, the guaranteed weather. They've got farmyard animals on site.
I think basically it's quite nice to have the balance, have the best of both, have a bit of the time in Marrakesh and then kind of get out and get to the Atlas Mountains.
Yeah, I love that.
And I will just chuck in there as well, if you are, you know, heading Africa way, you know, people do get frightened by Kenya because they think, oh, it's such a long way and you have to change flights if you're going to get down to the coast. But I can't promote Kenya enough. Obviously, that's where my mum lives. There's no jet lag because they're either 2 or 3 hours ahead. You know, the food's incredible. Amazing. The people are amazing. The hotels are great, but they're not that expensive. So you should definitely tag on Kenya as a destination if you're thinking about, you know, traveling Africa way, then just go a little bit further. And actually, the flights to Nairobi, they do British Airways do a daytime flight, and then you just get a hopper straight down, or you can just get on the Kenya Airways night flight. The kids sleep, you wake up and you're on the coast by 9:30 in the morning. It's actually really quite good.
Do you know what? I was actually thinking about this the other day. I only ever look at direct flights because I think, oh, I just want to get there. But actually, I wonder if you're traveling with, you know, kids under three, it's not a bad idea to split up the flight.
Because
then they're not confined to like that small space. Maybe you get off and you have like a 2 hours in the airport. They can run about and do whatever. So maybe it's not something to rule out.
If it's a good airport. So I can't remember who we were talking to who was doing somewhere. She had a stopover in Singapore.
Yeah,
she was
saying Singapore is amazing.
Park was amazing. So like the airport's a destination in itself.
And they have parks, like inside parks, like in slides and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So suggestions for somewhere to go this Easter.
So I have just been doing all of this research for myself. So Cyprus, if you want to stay somewhere in Europe, is probably going to be your hottest bet in Easter. So as we were mentioning, Almira, they also have another sister hotel called Anassa, both of which are gorgeous, super family friendly, super luxe. If you want to go slightly further abroad, Antigua. So we went there last year when my son was 11 months old. You get that kind of like white sands, clear waters, private island feel, but with an accessible flight. So there's no need for that like extra seaplane or the UK. You're a big fan of Scotland.
I'm a big fan of Scotland. I will sing its praises all day long.
We're going there for Easter.
Amazing.
Yay. Yay. My father-in-law's from just outside of Edinburgh. This really gorgeous place called Berwick.
Oh,
and that's
got
an amazing beach, and it's lovely for kids.
I think, go up, base yourself in Edinburgh. You've got a few amazing hotels like the Balmoral, which are so good with children. And then there's so many day trips you can do. So I actually went to uni up in St Andrews, and like Edinburgh to St Andrews is less than an hour on the train, and you've got some stunning beaches, so many like beautiful little restaurants, and like castle ruins for kids to run around. I love it. We
hired a camper van in Scotland
in
July last year, and we sort of drove around. That was with a company called Staycation Scotland, and they are like really lovely camper vans. I think, well, we stayed in it for a couple of nights, and then we went and found like these tree houses to stay in. They're called the Treehouse Lanrick, it was called, and that was lovely, like a really nice balance. So I'd recommend that too.
Great. I just got to get the weather right, because when it comes in Scotland, it comes in.
It rains less in Edinburgh than Glasgow.
No, it does.
I don't, which side is that? East.
The east side gets less rain. The west, rain. Stay away.
Okay, it's my 40th in April. Looking for long haul with 3-year-old idea. Maybe she's looking for places to go for long haul with her 3-year-old. Plan was Mexico, but current chaos there. Not thinking of going there now.
Happy almost birthday. Happy almost 40th. One place which is really nice for kind of like a special trip, South Africa. So you may not think of it as being family friendly, but so many of the wineries, when they do their wine flights, also do juice flights, which is super cute. And they have like little playgrounds in the wine estate. There's some really family friendly safaris you can do out there. So Melazuri is like a gorgeous private lodge that you can do, which is all family friendly safari. The road trips that you can do through South Africa, like you can break it up and see penguins on the side of the beach. Like it's just a really lovely trip to be able to do that's really special for you and for your 40th, but that you can also have kids in tow for.
Yeah, and someone who like loves going on safari, it's amazing. But a 3-year-old on safari, I'm not sure whether I necessarily, like we haven't taken Kit on a safari yet because he's not even 5, and I think only now would he be able to kind of sit there and really appreciate what he's seeing.
We definitely had, you can check out on our feed, one of our mums, she's got 3 kids,
right?
And I think the youngest was definitely a baby in bed on the safari. So they're private game drives there that you do there. It's malaria free and there's no kind of dangerous animals, so it's like seeing the giraffes.
A bit more family friendly.
So you can do the game drives whenever you want. So if that's something that you really wanted to do, that was like on your bucket list, you definitely can still
you
do
get
it.
You could take the kids, but they might not necessarily appreciate it yet.
Love
that.
Your top unexpectedly child-friendly destinations.
Yeah, it's just the places you wouldn't think about. Like we also did an amazing holiday to Bulgaria. And I remember telling people we were going to Bulgaria and everyone was a bit like, why on earth are you going there? But it was so good for taking our little girl to. There's like a museum. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. But it's basically, especially for children, massive science museum, 3 floors for her to absolutely run wild. And there was just... there was so much there for us to do that you wouldn't necessarily think about. You love Amsterdam.
I love Amsterdam for a city break.
I love Amsterdam.
It's so easy. We got the Eurostar there last summer. So you're there in 4 hours. And the actual, like, there's so much less faffing at the Eurostar than there is at the airport. There's so much to do. Like, the Nemo Museum is amazing. We went to this amazing, like, giant soft play. It was like ball pits, but it was like Insta gold for mums and super fun for kids.
I've seen all your pictures.
So Amsterdam is definitely amazing. And we personally think that anywhere can be super family friendly.
Kids grow up everywhere. So I'm kind of the like belief that you can take yours anywhere too. You just maybe have to think about the logistics a little bit and what you take with you. But
you mentioned Croatia as well. We had the most wonderful family holiday in the August 2021 to Croatia. We went to a hotel that we literally were just like eeny meeny miny mo type. We had never been to Croatia before. I couldn't get over how family friendly it was. They were so great with the kids. There were loads of different pools everywhere for them to, but it didn't feel, you know, like sometimes when you go to the potentially places like that, you're a bit like, oh, there's screaming children everywhere, and it's not that catered for adults as well. But this particular hotel,
I'm not going to be able to remember it now. I'll put it on our Instagram. Was just great for adults and kids. It's a real,
yeah,
it was
that's
a real
funny
win.
You said that because we also recently did a post on Dubrovnik, and one of our mums was like, every time you Google Dubrovnik, everywhere says do not go with kids.
Yeah,
and she was like, it's actually amazing. It. Like, just as long as you're armed with a carrier, like maybe leave the pram in the hotel room.
Yes,
but it's so family friendly.
Yeah, and we were in Split, but we got a boat out to Hvar, and that was we went to this like day club where there was like a live DJ, and it wasn't like Umska, but it was over there, but we were sort of dancing on the cliffs with the kids, and you know they were loving them as well. Like all the waiters were dancing with our three. Like it was pretty special actually.
Yeah.
And we were also managing to do a few tequila shots at the same time. So everyone wins.
Nice toddler friendly hotel in Mallorca, please.
In Mallorca, so we've definitely got an amazing apartment in Mallorca, which we really recommend, which is called Just Experience. So we always think about what you really want when you're booking a holiday. And with toddlers, you probably want the space. And to get the space in hotel rooms, it can be so expensive. Mm. Whereas these apartments, you've kind of got your kitchenette in there, so you've got the flexibility of cooking for them. You've got kind of that living space, you've got the bedroom. So if you wanted to have separate sleeping rooms, you could put their cot in the living room and you keep the bedroom.
But they're also the locations, right? Like, on the beach. They couldn't be better. You are literally on the beach, which if you've got a toddler, you don't want the faff of having to like get them in and out of the car. They just couldn't be better.
Yeah, and it's so hard to find beachfront kind of homestays if you don't want to stay in like a giant hotel complex. So yeah, Just Experience Mallorca is a great one. Yeah.
Brilliant. Sarah says, best buggy for travel.
I'm a huge fan of my yo-yo.
Yeah, me too.
It collapses up. It's so easy. The airlines all know that it fits in the overhead. So there's no like, oh, do I need to check it in? Do I not need to check it in? It's great for the city as well. So yeah, yo-yo fans over here.
Yo-yo was the only buggy I used with Gigi, like when she was little. We went into lockdown and I actually had to get a bit more of a sturdy one because we started doing forest walks. But if you live in a town or a city, there is actually no need to have anything else because it works as a travel buggy. The bassinet now is really good for a newborn. I really rate it. It's really, really good.
Can we just finish on this question about skiing? Because we're off skiing and it's the second time that we've taken the kids. And there's a question here from Elaine saying, what age is best to start kids skiing? What is the childcare at ski resorts like when they're toddlers?
So I think it really depends what you're comfortable with. My husband started skiing when he was 3, and that's kind of the age that his whole family started to learn. Yeah, so that's the age that he wants to put our son on skis.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of much, that's what I've heard from a lot of people is when most people feel comfortable starting.
Yeah.
In terms of childcare at ski hotels, as with hotels in general, the age that they accept children does vary a lot. One great one is Hus in Gstaad, which has an amazing, amazing kids club. And so many of the facilities that they have within it are all inclusive. So I think it's kids under 8, they can ski free for them, which is incredible. And then we ski every year in Latania, which has an amazing little kind of like ski creche.
Where's Latania?
Right at the bottom of the slopes. Latania, it's in the Free Valley. So it's right near Courchevel.
Yep. Okay,
so it's
lovely.
Kind of a smaller village, but you've got access to all of the Free Valleys. Where are you going?
Yeah, I love a chat around skiing. This time we're going to Chamonix, which I've never been to before, which I'm really excited about. And I've skied in most places. Last year we went to Avoria, which is absolutely beautiful, so above Morzine, but it was difficult for childcare in those because we were in a chalet, so we had to take somebody with us who obviously looks after the kids here. Yeah. So that was an added expense. But then you've got like your Mark Warner Holidays or your, you know, the ones that actually, you know, you can be in a big chalet with other people that you don't necessarily know, and then they've got childcare as part of that. What we also did last year was there are different kind of levels that you can do at the ski school. If you have a look at ESF for the ski school, which is my favorite, some of them you can put the kids in all day, as in you can drop them in at 8:30, they have like a little breakfast club, then they go out skiing for 2 hours and they bring them in and have lunch, and then they do another 2 hours in the afternoon and then you pick them up at 4:30. So that's another option to do. I like to ski with them because mine have only done a week, but they are absolute legend. They're better than Dawes, my husband now.
What age did you first put them on skis?
So 3. So they were 3 and 5 and they just got it like that. And now Luna's like, I don't even need lessons. And I'm like, you 100% you have to go and get all your badges. But we can ski with them as well. We can take them up on chairlifts.
Nice.
And they just go for it.
It's really fun.
This is my fear because I learn at 18. I'm like very much scared. Whereas Oscar's already a daredevil and he's almost two. So I know as soon as he gets on skis, he's going to be like this.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we could have carried on because there were actually so many questions. But I'm guessing if anyone has any more questions, they can direct them over to you guys. On Instagram.
Thank you.
I love that. I feel inspired to go and book What's a Holiday.
And do you know what we need to do now is, George, we need to go back and just listen to all of those amazing recommendations. We're just going to be taking notes now.
Exactly.
Ladies, thank you so much. I think what you're doing is, it's just so helpful in a world where there's so much noise and, you know, who to trust and where to look and where to go. So thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's made me want to book my summer holiday.
Do you know what? Since we recorded that episode, I actually did book a holiday. I went away because she mentioned something about Cyprus at Easter and I had completely forgotten about Cyprus. Like, it just wasn't really on my radar anymore. And so I just booked it that day.
Brilliant.
Actually, that's a really good shout for Easter holidays. Yeah, do it. So,
My God, I've heard so many good things. I'll tell you who's a big fan of Cyprus, and that is she's the fashionable pan, Debbie, on Instagram.
Yeah.
She always goes to Cyprus at Easter, and you're kind of guaranteed really lovely sunshine, like 23, 24 degrees. It's perfect.
Yeah, can't wait. And it's only like a 4-hour flight or something like that. So,
Loving it. Now, we tend to do products at the end of our Friday Q&As, but we feel like this podcast has been rammed with really brilliant kind of useful information on places to stay, hotels, you know, things that are going to work for you and your family. So we're going to leave products for today.
You've been taking notes during this podcast, I'm guessing the notepad is full and you don't need any more recommendations from us.
Exactly.
So, we'll leave it there.
We will. But thank you so much for sending in all of your questions. As always, these Q&A episodes are for you. If you do have time to rate, review, subscribe and give the podcast a little follow, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and any suggestions for topics, then please do drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMamas and we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.